No way, boss. You are not coming into the office today, and that's final.
I'm not taking a day off, Rita. Crime doesn't take a day off, and you'd
better... Well, that sounds like crime's problem, boss.
Don't try to change the subject, Rita. I swear to God, if you don't unlock...
Oh, boy, Mr. Steele, you sure sound sleepy. I think I'm going to hang up now and let you take a little nappy.
Wait, hang on. Don't hang up, goddammit. I need
you. Good night, Mr. Steele.
Rita, unlock my door. Rita.
Whew. Good thing I talked Mr. Steele into those digital locks last year. If I couldn't lock him into his apartment, he'd work himself until he was in real trouble. Oh, I better lock the windows, too. It sure is hard work to care so much. I think I earned a little snack or 10. Or maybe just 5 big snacks. Or maybe 7 medium-sized ones. Or... Mr. Steele? If he ain't in bed, I swear I'm gonna... Boss? Just what do you think you're doing?
Boss? Oh, I'm so sorry. This must be the wrong number. I'm just in such a state and I...
Is that... Patricia Marlowe, stream star and game show host and philanthropist?
Oh, is that you, Rita? You flatter me, darling, but there's really no need.
And entrepreneur and pet psychologist and social commentator and food critic and pet psychiatrist,
Rita?
And...
It is a delight to talk to you, darling. You know it is, but this is rather urgent. I need to speak with Juno this instant, Rita. Do not delay a single moment. This is a matter of life and death. Hello? Rita?
Patricia... Mala.
Rita! Where is Juno?
Mr. Steele! Sorry, Miss Marlowe, but he's out of the office today. Got a bad case of whatever you call it when your throat's all red and swollen.
A tumor?
Yeah, that's it. He's got a bad case of the throat tumors, and the doctor gave him some pills, but they ain't gonna work unless he gets lots of rest. You should call back tomorrow, though.
This cannot wait until tomorrow. I'm sorry, darling, but I'll have to call him at his apartment. This is entirely too dangerous to...
No! Stop! Wait!
Quickly, Rita. I've not a second to lose.
This is your big moment, Rita. Mr. Steele is counting on you. Lives are at stake. And also, if Patricia Marlowe calls the boss, you won't get to hear her dreamy voice anymore.
What was that?
You gotta take control, Rita. You gotta show Mr. Steele you got what it takes to protect him. You gotta show the world that you can be a private eye.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Could you speak up, dear?
I said, I'm gonna help you, doll face. This is Rita, Private Eye, reporting for duty.
Are you certain you can help?
The boss left me in charge.
Did he really?
When you're a private eye like me, you'll learn that it's what people don't say that's really important. What seems to be the problem?
Well, there's a package, you see. It arrived at my doorstep this morning and...
Have you ordered any packages lately?
Well, of course, but not...
Case closed. That was easy.
But not this one. And my God, it's ticking. I'm just so worried. You don't think it's a bomb, do you?
Please, Miss Marlowe, leave the detecting to the detectives. What have you done so far?
Only called you. But perhaps that's it. Perhaps I should have called the HCPD. They must have a bomb squad of some sort. They could send someone right over and...
Hold it right there!
Why? You don't think... A conspiracy? The HCPD sent the bomb!
Nah, I don't think so. I used to work there and we got all kinds of bomb threats all the time and it turned out to be nothing. It was real annoying.
But what do I do?
Well, you're afraid of this package, ain't you?
I believe I've made that clear, yes.
But you don't even know what's in it, right?
Yes, but...
I don't think it makes any sense to be afraid of something you don't even know anything about. And a good private eye needs clues. And all the clues are right inside the package.
You can't be serious.
So, open it! Open it! I want to know what's inside!
Really? You're certain about this?
Of course I'm sure. I'm Rita, Private Eye. Now open the box, please, 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 please!
Well, all right.
So? What is it? What is it?
It's... Well, it appears to be a...
Tell me!
Oh, no.
Oh, never mind. Hold on a second. I got a call on the other line.
Rita, you've got to unlock these doors.
You again? Mr. Steele, I told you I got everything under control here.
This isn't about that anymore, Rita. I think there's something in my apartment.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. I keep hearing them banging around the walls. If you just unlock the door, I can make a break for it. Damn it, they broke through.
Nice try, Mr. Steele. But you can't kid a kidda. I faked healthy all the time when I was just a little Rita, and I never bought it then either. So, you get back in bed and sleep, boss. Now.
Assassin drones. Dozens of them. Unlock the door, Rita. You're gonna get me killed, you...
So, Toots, how did it go?
A bomb! It's a bomb! A bomb! A bomb!
A twist, huh? Well, I guess no good case goes by without a good twist. I usually like it when they come later, though, like in the last 5 seconds of the movie, and then you get a big dun-dun! And then it all goes black and you get in a fight with Mrs. Steele on the way home about what it all meant.
Rita, there's currently a bomb in my home, and it's ticking much more quickly than I feel comfortable with. Assist me now!
All right. You don't have to get so rude about it. Any brands or logos or anything on it? Blast Force, maybe? The Kaboom Room? TNT and you?
It doesn't say. I think it might be homemade.
Aw, that's sweet. Ain't nothing like a homemade bomb. I get my ma's old recipe, but they just ain't the same when they don't come out of her oven.
Is this part of the investigation?
Just send me a picture of the bomb and I'll figure it out. Sheesh.
All right. So what do I do? What do I do?
To do what?
The bomb is going to explode.
It is a bomb, Ms.
No! No! You must fix this, Rita. You must fix it immediately.
Again? I think I'm starting to see why Mr. Steele's always so tired. This is exhausting. Just bring it here, will ya? I can just defuse it when it's here.
But...
No buts! I've had enough butts for one day, and let me tell you, I don't like butts even on the best of days. Well, not exactly true, but you know what I... Oh, got another call. See you soon.
Rita!
Mr. Steele, if this is you again...
No time, Rita. I got out the apartment through the window, but now I need your help.
Boss, how dare you? I locked that window.
Yeah, well, I broke it. Might have broken something else, too. That's nearly a 30-foot fall.
Well, if you broke that window so easy, you can march right back up and unbreak it,
you... There are more drones than I thought, Rita. I've got nearly 50 of the things chasing me down the street, and I need help. I'm headed for the office right now, so get a blaster ready.
To the office? Oh, no, boss. You can't come to the office. You gotta turn around right away.
Rita?
No, it's on fire, Mr. Steele. It ain't decent. You can't come. You gotta wait until next week, maybe, or a month, or two. That's it.
Rita, what did you do?
I tried to solve a case where you were out, I'm sorry.
You... We'll figure this out after we deal with the drones.
No can do, boss. It's Patricia Marlowe, boss, and she's got a bomb, and I kind of told her to bring it to the office because I thought I'd have time.
A bomb. That's it.
Juno, is that you?
Patty, throw me the bomb.
Gladly.
All right, you stupid bugs. Eat shrapnel.
Boss, is everything...
Rita?
Yeah, boss?
I'm feeling a little under the weather. I think I'm going to take the day off.
You do that, boss.
Just don't take any more calls. Please.
Okay, Mr. Steele. Have a nice sleep, and be sure to drink plenty
of... Rita?
Yeah?
Don't.
Okay, boss. Being a PI ain't easy, it turns out. Maybe I ought to retire. Spend a little more time with the family. Like Franny and Mr. Steele. Take up a hobby or... Nope, I ain't gonna answer it. I ain't gonna... Hello, this is Detective Rita, Private Eye of Detective Rita Private Eye's Detective Agency. We accept all forms of payment, but especially gift cards for that nice bakery down the street. Now, what crime can I stop for you today?
The second Rita Minute starred Kate Jones as Rita, with Joshua Elon as Juno Steele and Sophie Kaner as Patricia Marlowe. It was written by Kevin Vibert and directed and sound designed by Sophie Kaner. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.